Quick heads up, we're covering four stories today that together map a shift: more capital, smarter sims, and robotics trying to prove themselves where it matters. The shop floor.
First up, VNYX raised 1 million euros with a mix of strategic investors and government grants. A clear vote of confidence in fashion resale robotics, but the real question is whether their systems can handle delicate SKUs and unpredictable returns at scale.
Exactly, funding buys pilots, not guaranteed throughput. For VNYX, the tests are uptime across peaks, gentle handling for varied garments, and whether operators trust the tech enough to use it every shift.
Locus Robotics' new Locus Array is the next story. Mobile bases plus a picking arm and AI perception, aiming to stitch picking, handling, and transport into a single flow. That's demo-level ambition, moving toward real warehouse claims.
Ambitious hardware combos are one thing. Locus now faces the engineering work of fitting arms to mobile platforms without sacrificing cycle time. Expect battles over payload, recharge cadence, and collision margins.
Geekbliss America's numbers are striking. Over 50% order growth in 2025, which signals warehouse embodied AI is no longer just pilots in labs, but being purchased for production in the US market.
Growth alone won't stick unless Geekbliss solves field service and spare parts scale. Winning the Americas means a local maintenance footprint and fast on-site fixes when a fleet hiccups under holiday demand.
Antioch's $8.5 million raise highlights another angle. Increasingly, teams are proving systems in high-fidelity cloud simulations before a single motor spins. That cuts hardware risk and speeds iteration.
Good sims do more than reduce breakage. They let teams train perception models on edge cases, run thousands of what-if scenarios overnight, and hand customers reproducible validation reports instead of anecdotes.
Taken together, investors are betting on a stack: robots, arms, perception, and sims, which means the next winners will be those who knit those layers into predictable deployments, not just flashy DMOS.
But the shop floor still sets the contract terms. Human operators, variable SKUs, and cramped layouts force compromises. Designs that ignore ergonomics or operator workflows get rolled back fast.
That's why integration strategy matters as much as the robot itself. I'm watching partnerships, API openness, and whether vendors offer turnkey integrations versus a bring-your-own-integrator model.
Metrics to watch in coming quarters: sustained pick rate per hour, mean time between failures, percentage of exceptions requiring human rescue, and how fast a site goes from pilot to full ramp.
Also watch the soft operational risks: safety certifications, local regulatory responses, component supply chain delays, and whether customers prefer incremental rollouts or disruptive rip-and-replace projects.
Synthesis: money and tech are aligning, hardware, platform software, and simulation. But the decisive frontier isn't new widgets. It's making deployments repeatable and low friction for real operations.
That's our roundup. If you want deeper reads on any of these stories or the playbooks suppliers are using, ping us and we'll pull a follow-up. See you next time.